Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That'd be the USA, baby. How are you? I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here. This is What's on Your Mind, Monday edition of the program, and things are looking really, really bad for Joe Biden, which I think is really, really good news. And, you know, I know it's easy to be a little down in the dumps these days about everything
that's happening
on your on your screens, on your, you know, coming out of your speakers,
yeah,
jumping off the newspaper. But I think we need to, this is good news. I think this is good news. Tell me if you disagree, okay? Here we go. Biden's approval rating, 36%, and by the way, this isn't some Joe Biden poll. This is the new Washington Post ABC poll.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Washington Post and ABC, they cheerlead for Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they jump up and down, and they got the pom-poms out. They want this guy to win. So when a Washington Post ABC poll says his approval rating is only 30%, 36%, that is the lowest number of his presidency in this survey, in a drop from February when he stood at 42%. So he's plummeting. Okay.
It's like making a sequel to Titanic.
Right.
I mean, you know, okay.
Now, if I were to tell you only that number, Kevin, if that was the only number I told you, you'd say bad news for Biden.
Oh, yeah.
And this is good news that America is awakening. This is what I take this as America awakening. But wait, there's more. Okay, in a head-to-head matchup with Donald Trump in a hypothetical 2024 race, Trump 44, Biden 38. So Trump is beating him by 6 points. Okay, when you put in the undecided respondents and ask them, look, who do you lean to? Trump 49, Biden 42. So Trump gets the better of the.
It's not going to be Biden. Not happen.
As the nominee.
No, they just grabbed his other two limbs to complete the throwing under the bus. This thing that's coming with Comer on Wednesday.
They asked the folks from the Washington Post, is this just sort of a fluke? You know, this is like an outlier, isn't it? You know, again, the cheerleaders, they got the pom-poms out.
Yeah.
Even they had to say, other recent polls have pegged Biden's approval in the low 40s without a decline in recent months. It's worth mentioning this poll is of voting age adults rather than the more frequently used registered or likely voters. So they had to, say, I don't know if it's quite that bad. Maybe it isn't quite, not good. Here's another one. Biden has a problem with his base.
What?
Come on, man.
I know. Only about half of Democrats overall say they want Biden to run again in 2024.
Nobody does. Nobody in any number does. It's nobody in any world. Nobody on either side of any aisle wants to have any more of this. Thank you, sir. May I have another every day?
Ladies and gentlemen, I think this is good news. Tell me if you agree. 271-1100. You can also text us 701-237-1590. This is good news. This is people waking up to the disaster that is. Look, Joe Biden has these sycophants in the media that hide his flaws every single day. Kevin and I watch every single they do too, and so does the media.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's the whole cabal and the Biden team there. But
the Biden team does, but so does the Biden media.
Oh yeah, yep.
So what I'm saying is this stuff doesn't get reported. You and I watch Biden every time he's out for a public appearance, and it's embarrassing. Like he's got to be told which way to go.
He's not in charge. I mean, he's not running anything. He's he's being run. That's what I'm saying.
My point is people are figuring this out.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something we celebrate.
That's he's a can't win. He's a peewee going in the ring against Ali. You're never going to win that fight. So they're going to put him under the bus. The thing coming with Comer and the indictments or whatever, and the DOJ is going to stay out of the way. They've already been called out on it.
You know what? I'm done waiting and wishing for.
We'll see. Wednesday he says he's got the goods.
Show me the money. I can't believe it.
Totally
I'm not
agree.
Done with the Biden numbers here yet, though. Here's one more. The center of the electorate, right? The holy grail of politics, right? You got to get folks in the center to come your way because there aren't enough on, one side or the other to give you a decisive win. Biden in the center is getting hammered for his handling of the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. How about that? Isn't it about time, for crying out loud? You've got folks like Kristen Sinema, again, a centrist, saying the White House doesn't share information with her when she calls and asks about preparations. Katie Hobbs, the wackadoodle governor of Arizona, says local officials have had trouble getting information out of the administration. Yeah, they're not showing up the goods. They aren't. This weekend on the Sunday shows, hammered on the border. So there you go. There's some polling numbers there. Now, what do you think? You process all those, and you say what, Kevin Flynn?
Oh, I say I don't. Of course, he's not a winner. I don't know how they field a winner. I don't know how you send that horse on send it on the track again. Providing it finishes this race, or he finishes this race. And this is just being straight up. Just watch him. We're all seeing what we're seeing every time he goes out in public. So it's getting worse. He's not the guy. So, what do you do if you're on that team? Well, you've got to field a better team. You got to field a better, and is Harris better? Well, probably, at this point, probably. And then the big question is going to be, and if he resigns the presidency, which I say he's going to do, He'll step down for this family thing, doesn't want to go through the blah, 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 Harris pardons him. Then the big question is who comes in, who do they appoint as the vice president to actually be the ticket? So, if I'm writing the playbook for this about how do we put a better team on the ballot, because he's not a winner, what do we do? And he's going to get primary, too, because Kennedy and Junior and forget who else is in against him already.
I don't know what.
You want extra butter on your popcorn?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure what you're ingesting because I think there's no way they throw Biden under the bus right now. They should.
I think they started with the documents.
Once he announced, I think that becomes harder and harder to do. Terry on our Facebook page says, Scott, we all have issues, and neither of you really know Biden's ability.
I just know what I see.
We all have issues, and we really don't know Biden's ability. Do we think Terry maybe is ingesting some illegal substance to suggest that?
No, Terry, I don't know how. I mean, all I know is what we see and what we hear, and there's a lot. I mean, I don't know
kind of we all have an issue here or there. That's not. I mean. You can't explain it away like that. I really don't think you can. 271-1100 to let us know. Text us 237-1590. I wrote a column.
Terry also says he won in the last election. Well, apparently he's at the he's got the
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
There.
They call
he's
him
there.
President. Yeah. But to suggest that we don't know Biden's ability, we'll just watch him, just see it happen. I think maybe...
and it's okay. I mean, it's he's old.
Terry is old. He fits the bill.
So many better candidates.
I wrote a column that appeared in the Saturday's newspapers for the Forum. And the column said, I'm trying to find the guy that thinks Joe Biden is doing a good job. Maybe we found him.
Yeah?
He's not really defending his job, but he is saying that, we all have issues.
And maybe let's not even talk about the guy. Let's just talk about the policies. Let's talk about what's going on. Tough to cheerlead a lot of that.
I did get a few nasty grams from folks about the column. And what do you think predominantly in chastising me for criticizing Joe Biden they used as justification for their case? What do you think it was, Scott?
Oh, I don't know, some sort of phobia or hatred or hate speech. I don't know what.
I hear the music, so I can't tell you now. I got to keep you in suspense.
Okay.
But I will. Henry in Fargo, you're next to go, and we'll get to your text, too, 271-1100.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustration if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My Chevy Silverado High Country Pickup from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They're at Valley City, right there on Main Avenue. You can let Valley Van Halen go, go a little bit there.
Oh, yeah? Alex Van Halen is 70 today. That's why I'm playing a little Van Halen today.
Yeah.
The drummer.
Imagine this cranked up in your Chevy Silverado.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, cruising down the highway.
There you go.
Not a worry in the world. Great selection of new and used right now. Trucks, too, at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com, PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Henry in Fargo, you're next in What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, good morning, guys. I mean, I love the theories, but it's really a waste of time to scratch your head. The election was stolen. It'll be stolen again. I remember Ballsy Ford. That was a congressional committee hearing. Now they're doing the exact same thing with the lady. Doesn't know what year, what time, when it happened. Rape against Trump. It's a joke until we realize this. The border's not secure. They've got more than 150 things on Biden and his family. But yet we do nothing with that. When are we going to realize that it's over, it's been over, and you guys are talking about history, not the future?
But do you take it as good news that Biden is tanking in the polls big time?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. That's my matter. He won. He didn't win last time. It was stolen. They really don't care what all this stuff is. They're forcing their agenda through, and when it comes time to steal it, they'll steal it.
So do you go through life just thinking that there's no white horse, there's no good guy, there's no win in any of this? You just throw in the towel, Henry?
No, of course not. That's not the way I live my life. I'm just telling you, you guys go through life talking about something that is not even fantasy. I mean, it's so – until you guys realize that our congressional committee is doing nothing for us, they've done nothing. They vote – the 14 votes need to do this, they'll do that. Next time when they don't need their 14, they switch over to the other side. It's all been taken. I mean, come on. Why don't we come up with a real plan? It's called revolution. Let's take our government back. And I don't mean revolution by force. It just means, come on, people, realize that the people that are in there running this – there's so much evidence, the FBI, all this, it's just silly. It's just silliness.
All right, Henry, thanks for the call. I would argue you're the one looking back. I think we look forward. We fix what we need to fix about our election system. And by the way, a lot of what happened in the last election was because of emergency powers. Mail-in ballots.
Yep, that's
all
some of the good news.
Of the loosey-goosey rules that were allowed because of the pandemic.
Yep.
And a lot of governors totally disregarding the fact that they're supposed to go to their legislatures and receive permission to be able to do that, or shaping that, just disregarded under emergency powers.
Yeah, so, that, some of the good news is that went away. They've solved a lot of this in some of the states. And again, depending on who the Republicans put up, with a 20% approval rating, if Biden is even the guy, the cheating is going to have to be off the charts. So, and we're watching more than ever. So, I think there's some good news. But let me offer you, can I play a little Comer? This is what Comer's going to do. He talked about what he's got and what he's going to present.
Well, Senator Grassley and I received a tip on a whistleblower. Senator Grassley was the lead in this. We reviewed documents from the legally protected whistleblower, highly credible whistleblower, that would implicate Joe Biden in a paper play scheme, trying to set up a deal to receive funds to he and his family in exchange for foreign policy decisions. Now, that fits a pattern, Maria, of what we've seen with these bank records. And on Wednesday, we're going to present to the American people all the information that we've received thus far pertaining to bank records. We're going to disclose many of the different LLCs, many of the different transactions that all these different Biden family members have gotten from our adversaries around the world. Now, we don't believe this was just a coincidence that all these Biden family members were receiving money from this web of LLCs into their personal bank accounts. We believe this was done in exchange for something that then Vice President Biden and now President Biden would have done. So this whistleblower is going to provide some very crucial information to our investigation, and we've given the FBI until May the 10th to produce this document. So the ball is in the FBI's court with respect to this whistleblower.
Wow. And the question is, Merrick Garland is the question.
I just have waited for far too long for the Justice Department to cough up the goods. But, you know, the whistleblower is a difference maker here. So we'll have to wait and see there. Lyle says, I'm guessing they said you shouldn't criticize him because of his age or mental state. Partial win for you, Lyle. One of the things one of the responders to my column over the weekend criticizing Biden came up with was, here it is. I read your column on President Biden in today's paper. I think Biden isn't impaired mentally. He's an older person who has had issues with speech for many years.
That is correct.
Yeah, although it's far beyond issues with speech. Okay.
What about all the lying?
I know they love to say, yeah, he has a you know, speech impediment, or he stuttered or whatever. It's not that. He's mangling names. He's all kinds of stuff. But
he
then
doesn't know where he's going. He's getting his questions in advance. He has his answers in advance. Come on.
Now here's where the response to my column takes a little bit of a different turn. Ready for this? His experience and skill far exceed your favorite guy, Trump. Here they go. See, they got to make it about Trump. I won't spend words rebutting your points. Of course, that would mean you don't want to take facts.
That's the whole idea.
On. Yeah. Trump is a supreme.
Please say your words.
Yeah, say your words. Trump is a supreme grifter with major personality problems. His twists are endless. He is a pseudo-Christian who craves attention at any cost. He has cost our country standing in the world. He's undoubtedly the worst U.S. president in history. He lost his re-election bid, but will not and cannot accept that loss of face. This caused his fragile ego. He's willing to destroy our country because he cannot accept the truth. His immorality will be his further and ultimate downfall. So
how would he destroy the country? How would that be my first question? And if you're going to want to say your words, how would Donald Trump destroy the country? I mean, worse than it's being pummeled now economically, you know.
All of my responses from the column came from similar folks. Trump. The column was about Joe Biden.
I bet they have trolls that are just working you.
And by the way, my points were simply, number one, he's obviously not fit to be on the stage. Number two, look at the border and what's happening. And number three, the economy. And nobody responding to points about the economy or the border or anything else about Trump. Trump, and more Trump. They can't resist. What's Tucker Carlson going to do next, do you wonder? I have that and a little report on the trip I just completed. Phoenix to Fargo. Interesting drive. I want to share some thoughts about that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The president delivers remarks this afternoon on protecting consumers when there are flight delays or cancellations. And later tonight, it's movie time in the East Room. The president hosts a screening of American Born Chinese. The White House press release says it's in celebration of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Authorities in Texas are identifying the dead gunman in Saturday's mass shooting at a mall as a 33-year-old Hispanic male.
According to two senior law enforcement officers, Mauricio Garcia was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. He reportedly lived with his parents in Northeast Dallas, but was also staying at an extended stay motel in Dallas. His neighbors say he always wore a security guard uniform, but hadn't been seen in the area in recent weeks. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets about 25 to 30 miles north of Dallas. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Up with Tucker Carlson. Where's Tucker going to land? What's he got in the way of offers? What is Fox doing to prevent him from possibly doing anything? All details I'll share in just a moment here with you on what's on your mind after I tell you about a special announcement for homeowners. If you experience flood or water damage in your home, do not wait another minute. Contact Ned and the team at Rainbow International Fargo now for immediate water restoration services. They understand the urgency of the situation, and they're here to help 24/7. Whether it's water damage, fire, or mold, their highly trained technicians will quickly assess the damage and work tirelessly to restore your home. Call Rainbow International Fargo, 701-412-4776. We love these guys, locally owned. 701-412-4776. Let me first get to some texts. Another Facebook comment. I wonder why those people would say if Trump wasn't around, who would they blame then? Who would they blame then? Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know that these people think rationally in any way, to tell you the truth. I really don't. 701-271-1100 to call us. 237-1590 to Texas. What are we going to say, Kim?
Just the whole Trump's going to destroy the country. Or I mean, just how exactly? I mean, because, and the message isn't just Trump. You've got to get past the personalities of all this. It's every, from Nikki Haley to who knows if DeSantis is going to run or not. I mean, everybody that's in a conservative, and even a lot of centrist Democrats are not. This is nonsense. This open border, the fact that we're relying on, and they're preaching so much about all the climate nonsense with the only benefit really being China. We can go down the list, but I mean, that's where we're at. I mean, we got to just go with the policies and the message. Get past the personalities. And right now, it looks like Trump's going to be the guy, like him or not. But come on, about the things that are going on. How do you condone that? I mean, how do you defend 100,000 people dead from fentanyl poisoning that's pouring over the border? You know, build a wall right now. We would be done with that by now. Imagine that.
The good news, I'll leave you again, is that Biden's numbers are plummeting. They are plummeting. And it's not going to get better. What makes this
I'm better? Not joking. Think about it.
Title 42, what's coming this week? Watch that.
Oh, man.
Texter says, Scott, most communist Trump haters say the same thing. They're convinced Trump ruined the economy and Joe's trying to fix it. They don't believe the invasion at the southern border is happening. And they personally were offended by Trump the minute he stopped being a Democrat. That's true. True facts right there.
That is it, that last point for sure. They all loved him when he was giving them all money.
Another listener says, great music, Kevin. Keep the Van Halen coming.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's Alex's 70th birthday today, so. By the way, Van Halen. So you pronounce it in Dutch. Van Halen.
Van Halen.
Van Halen. Yeah, he got to America and says, hey, you're Van Halen, right?
Yeah. Gail says, Scott, you said Henry was the one looking back. Okay, well, if someone came up with a plan and stole your house and $1 million cash from you, would you just say, let's not look back and let's just move ahead? I really doubt it. Well, right. That's true. That's true. Scott and Kevin, the caller that is saying that it's all Trump's fault is lying to himself, which is so sad because they can't see the truth. All they have to do is look around. It's so obvious it doesn't take rocket science to see what is going on. Wake up, folks. The left idolized Trump more than his supporters.
Yeah. Different way, though.
Yeah, exactly. I see what
we're
you did there.
Idle. Yeah.
Yeah. Are these people okay with Biden grabbing and sniffing young children? Well, he's just trying to be grandfatherly, you know. Yeah, they'll make any excuse. That's the thing about if you're a hard lefty, you'll make any excuse to defend, in this case, Joe Biden. And if Donald Trump, you know, incorrectly cuts his nails, you'll find fault. Texter says, Scott, you are 100% correct on your column. Some people can't handle the truth about this entire administration. Now we're finding out the unemployment rate is a total lie. We are so screwed without a kiss. Hey, that's it. I'll leave that alone.
That's maybe one of my new favorite sayings.
Yeah. This revision of the, you know, what happened last week was, unemployment is trending the right direction. And we had, did you remember this on the job numbers, Kevin?
Yeah.
They revised the last two job numbers, and then they said this one was good. They're cooking the books on his job numbers.
I thought he was very clear.
I don't want to get going because I keep you here too long because you know all what I'm about to I've said, and you know what I've done, and
jobs.
You know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
Okay. Wow.
Kevin Flynn says, put butter on your popcorn. You two have no clue what's coming. We have no clue.
What's coming?
You waste
That's
your time.
Saying. That's what
you
I'm
waste
saying.
Your time talking about Fox, Biden polls, and what worthless politicians say. You'll soon find out that history is going to resurface in a very bad way in this country. There's a lot to the history puzzle. I give China credit. It took them 70 years to dumb down the population with the help of these worthless politicians. But the pain is coming. You just don't get it.
Well, I'd say the pain is here. There's a few pains at the pump, pains at the grocery store, a few pains going on.
Flippant comments like putting butter on the popcorn tells it all. I think what Kevin meant by putting butter on the popcorn is when you have a hearing like James Comer with this memo that Chuck Grassley has been talking about, they put together, expect some real action for once.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... You can agree or disagree, but that's what's going to happen. It's going to be something to watch.
And I'm watching it. I mean, I vote how I vote. I'm in touch with my representatives. I'm part of the process. I tell them how I feel. All of that. But other than that, I don't know. You know what's coming? Be more specific. What are you talking about? I'm just curious to know. You know what's coming? I hope is an actual red wave that we wake up to a bit of this nonsense and. You know, but I'm curious what you're talking about.
271-1100 is our telephone number. Call us 271-1100. Weigh in on this debate. Text us at 237-1590. Another listener: the best thing for the Democrats going into 2024 is for the Republican Congress to force Biden out. That's why I don't think that's going to happen. I assume you mean attempted impeachment or whatever. I don't think that's going to happen for that reason. Politically, it would benefit the Democrats. That's how it works. Another, Biden is just a puppet to take the beatings, so the puppet masters, Biden's handlers, can destroy the country through socialism. The puppet masters, to name some, are George Soros, Barack Obama, Mark Elias, the Clintons, and many more. The goal is to control the people through Saul Alinsky's 8 steps to create a socialist state. Kind of goes
well,
to your point on the puppet masters, Kev.
To that, you know, and, well, no, come on now, puppet masters. Well, explain to me why he is getting his questions in advance, who he's going to call on, photos of the people he's supposed to call on, and then his response in the teleprompter for the most part. What, I mean, if that's not someone controlling not only who asks you what, but you, but having to tell you what your answer is going to be. I mean, literally canned answers he was reading. I don't know how you look at that and go, hey, it's all good.
With Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Hennon. This is What's On Your Mind, and we appreciate your comments. The question that we started today with is Biden's poll numbers and good news. Do you consider it good news? In a moment, the latest on Tucker Carlson, so stay tuned for that as well. I know Biden's ability, says another listener. I've been watching this dumb
person.
Yeah, let's just insert person there. For over 40 years, dumb and nasty.
Yep.
Dumb and nasty is his mantra.
Yep. And maybe it's just that these people that are commenting just haven't been around watching Joe Biden enough. I remember back to top of his class at law school. I remember Sam Donald and the whole report about, well, he actually didn't turn then. He didn't do that, and he didn't do that. And then he's grew up in the Jewish community. And the next thing you know, he grew up in the Puerto Rican community. And he was a big part of the black community. I mean, everybody raised him. yeah.
He's a phony.
He is. And he's blown in the wind ever since he got to Washington.
Dexter says they have to convince before they can pardon him. I think they meant convict. They have to convict before they can pardon him. I do not believe that they would want that black mark on the record of the party, so therefore they'll find him unfit to stand trial after he resigns due to health issues. Then Newsom will become VP and eventually get the Democratic nomination for 2024. All right, interesting. All right, you want the scoop on Tucker Carlson?
Lyle says, I'd rather put butter on my popcorn than have someone try and butter my biscuit with BS. Thanks, Lyle. Right there.
All
you
right.
Go.
Here's what we know about Tucker Carlson. Fox News Channel is evidently playing hardball and, as of now, saying they're going to hold Tucker to his contract. He's paid $20 million a year. He's under contract till early 2025. So, there are a lot of allies of Tucker's that are preparing to unleash an attack on Fox News in an effort to bully the network into letting him work or start a right-wing rival. That's one of the things he's considering doing. Here's the other. Newsmax has an offer in. Newsmax, come on, make it happen! Newsmax evidently offered him not only his own show, but a role in running the network and determining programming on the other slots. Also has an offer from Rumble. That's right. And both have offered to pay him more than his current Fox News contract. So they're lucrative deals. Axios reports that Carlson and Elon Musk had a conversation about working together, but didn't discuss specifics. And then the other option that is underway is a brand new network, a little bit like Bill O'Reilly has done.
Mm-hmm.
Direct-to-consumer media outlet where his fans pay a monthly fee or whatever to watch him, which has worked well for Bill O'Reilly.
I'd love to see the wording in his contract to what can he not do anything like that? Can he not do nothing on social media? Can he do nothing on his own platforms, on his YouTube channel, things like that? I mean,
if he's under contract to Fox, you mean?
Right, as opposed to just in the contract saying you can't work for another network, you can't do, who knows what the specifics would be, but he's barred from appearing on even any sort of platform. I mean, that's a pretty tight contract to me.
Yeah, and one you probably shouldn't have signed, but nonetheless, it's the deal now,
right.
So whatever the deal is... What a dirty deal by Fox, though, to pay him and say you can't work. That's brutal.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwood Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? 11 before the top of the hour. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab and go convenience. Meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham today. Either one of those sound just tremendous, don't they? That's what home cooking and grab and go convenience is all about, folks. That's in Valley City today. Meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham. Mac and beef, 12 to 9:29. Beefy Noodles, MP Avenue, the downtown Fargo location. If you're traveling Highway 10 today through Glendon, Sloppy Joe's are in your future for lunch. Salisbury Steak in Yulin, and the Beefy Noodle in 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience from the PetroServe USA studios. This is What's on Your Mind. 271-1100, our telephone number. Facebook, text messages rolling in today on the program as well. What do you think Tucker should do? If you, assuming he can get out of his contract and take one of these opportunities, his own deal, Newsmax or Rumpel, what do you think would be the best for the consumer to get Tucker's message out there the most? What do you like?
I think you got to look at the numbers of all of it. You know, see what Rumpel brings him, see the kind of following he has, see where he can build his biggest platform. It's, you know, Rumble's just, well, you know, a video platform. I mean, there's...
It's basically like YouTube. Yeah. It's like YouTube, only doesn't have all the restrictions.
I think he's more of a network guy, and I think if he gets a piece of the action at Newsmax, and knowing that they're the up-and-comer that they are, I don't know. Again, I sideline, you know, QB here, armchair quarterback in it, but...
I'm rooting for Newsmax for the following reason. They're the fourth highest-rated cable network in the country right now.
Yep.
And with him... I'd say goodbye CNN, who's number three.
Yeah. And Salem's rocking with Newsmax too, so you got the radio part of it that can, you know, work in there too. I see him doing a show like he was doing, and a radio show. Him building a radio show, probably with Salem.
What does Salem and Newsmax do together?
I don't know what I read over the beacon, but I saw a thing with Sebastian Gorka. Because he's, you know, told Sebastian Gorka, he's like, come over to Newsmax in Salem. We'd love to have you. He was doing a message on one of his platforms.
Maybe it's that
Sebastian Gorka's on both, but he mentioned Newsmax and Salem together. So there's a number of things he can do. He's got to get out of that first deal, though.
Got to get out of that deal for sure. But I think Newsmax would be the quickest way to, you know, get back where he was.
Right.
And evidently they've offered him more than he's making. So, not bad. Not bad at all.
There's got to be, a clause in there. I can pay off the contract anytime I want. No way Fox can fight him on that if he has the money.
Where should Tucker go? Where do you want to see him? Tell me. 271-1100. Text me. 237-1590. Texter says, anyone with a single brain cell knows Joe Biden isn't running this country and is as corrupt as hell. Problem is, you can't get rid of Biden, but the bureaucrats behind the scene are still there.
There are plenty of people with a single brain cell that think Biden is running this country. We're talking. There's some listening right now. I mean,
until you make changes, there's nothing that will change. They just lie in wait, waiting to implement their policies when they can. Interesting. You know, I want to share an observation. I promised I would about the travel. I brought our daughter home from college. She just finished her sophomore year at ASU, Haley Grace. And we made this little tradition where after the school year ends, I'll go down and pack up what she needs and drive her car back to Fargo. Okay? And I don't know. I mean, you got 24 hours of driving, right? So you're a lot of windshield time and a lot of time to observe. I found myself feeling very grateful about where we live because you get just a little bit outside of Phoenix, all the way, I would say, until you get into South Dakota. It's like, I don't know, kind of a dump, you know? It's just like things are run down and, you know, just... You got crap all over the place and in fields and
the litter is everywhere, that's for sure.
Oh my gosh, it just, and even just the, you know, the towns you go through and the things you see, just the basic, you know, a street light that is in working order, you know what I mean? And, you know, just kind of the things we take for granted here is like, I mean, it's cleaner, it's, I don't know.
Oh, dude.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, is what I'm saying.
I affirm that. We went to Daytona in 03, and we drove all the way through to Atlanta, and then we went over to Augusta, Georgia, and we rode our motorcycles from Augusta down through Savannah and into Jacksonville, Florida, and down through the south there. We took some back roads. Man, oh, man, it just made me realize, that, wow, we have it so good where we are.
We really do.
We really, really do.
And South Dakota felt like home, obviously. So South Dakota's in this as well, kind of a South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota thing. It just feels very, very different than it does in a lot of those states between here and there. It's the most kind way I can find of saying it, other than referring to what I saw as...
I get it, yep.
Just a dump. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't even... I don't know why. Maybe I paid more attention to it this time than I have in other trips.
Make that drive from Vegas to L.A. sometime. Oh, yeah.
Is that a beauty?
Oh, you bet. There's some special California residences when you get by Blythe or whatever coming in.
Hey, unreal. Congressman Kelly Armstrong when we come back, plus Todd Benzman at the border. Stay tuned.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.